Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. Students have officially returned to school, and I couldn't be more excited for this school year. This week, I spent some time at Canyon Crest Elementary. I was able to visit with Principal Sean Edwards and visit a classroom to talk about the excitement for this year with both the teachers and the students. But before we hear from them, let's share our updates. The next school board meeting will be a study session and business meeting on Tuesday, August 27th. Look for more information and specific start times on the district website as the date approaches. The Board of Education currently has three new draft policies available for community input on the district website. From the main page of the district website, click on the Policies, Form, and Document button. On the next page at the top left, there is an orange Review Draft Policies Here button. The new policies available for review are a draft cell phone policy, a draft student survey policy, and a draft sensitive materials policy. I will continue to send out a weekly video cast from me with information about the work happening throughout the district. This year, these video casts will be sent out every Monday morning. If you qualify for free or reduced lunch, remember to send in your application within the first 30 days of school. This needs to be done every year. And please remember to update your information in PowerSchool. This needs to be done annually. It allows schools and the district to contact you with important information and in emergency situations. The Foundation's Links for Kids golf tournament will be held on September 26th at the Timpanogos Golf Club. Proceeds from this tournament are used to support after-school programs and to provide teacher grants for their classrooms. If you are interested in participating, please visit foundation.provo.edu. Now, on to our visit at Canyon Crest Elementary. So I am here with Dr. Edwards. He is the principal at Canyon Crest Elementary. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting Canyon Crest to be on the podcast this week.
This is awesome because we're highlighting teachers and students and our principal kind of going along with talking about the first week of school, what we're most excited about, and really just how we're trying to make Provo City School District a magical place to go to school and also to work. So tell us a little bit about your really cool theme that you have going on this year because I was really excited to hear about it.
Yeah, we are so excited to be embracing this idea of cultivating magic across our district, and we are certainly doing that here at Canyon Crest. Our theme this year comes from the very popular Inside Out 2 movie that so many of our students saw this summer, and really what we learned from that movie was self-acceptance and that all emotions are valid and that it's okay to make mistakes because that's how we learn and grow. So our motto this year is be your best you. And it is that motto that we're going to use to cultivate magic all across our school.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty exciting. So I'm going to have so many questions for you guys about that. Have you all seen the movie? Okay. Tell us how yesterday went. It was the first day of school. We showed up. There was red carpet. All the kids were coming in. They were getting cheered as they walked in the building. Tell us about kind of how the day went and how you felt kids were feeling and all those good things.
Yeah, the first day of school is really the best day of school. The students and the parents came to school with the greatest, most positive energy, ready to go. The smiles on all of our students' faces, the high fives were absolutely fantastic. I know that our students are ready to take on the 24-25 school year, and I'm so grateful for just all the positivity that they brought into our building. You know, faculty and staff, we spend a considerable amount of time days before the first day of school preparing, getting classrooms ready, and they have worked so hard to get things in order, and we're all so excited. And when that first day comes, it reminds us what we're all truly here for, and that is for our students. And so yesterday was fantastic.
Awesome. Well, and just that energy was just seen from the parents, like you said, parents and teachers and students. It was pretty fantastic. So how is the second day of school going?
Second day of school. How are we doing on day two?
How are we doing on day two? Same energy?
Right. No, day two is so great. You know, at Canyon Crest, we've been learning a lot of new things across our whole community, especially with our newly designed parking lot. And, you know, day one, we're all learning. I was so impressed this morning at how the flow went with our parking. I mean, people are getting into the routine so quickly, more than I even anticipated. And so just going into the day today was absolutely positive. And then throughout the day, I've been popping around classrooms, dropping in, and teachers are getting students into routines, getting the structure down, and everyone is just launching into the school year, just going so well.
There's a really great feeling, I think, across Canyon Crest, but also across the whole district. So tell us how students are going to be recognized for their bringing magic or being their best self this year.
Yeah, that is such a great question. You know, at Canyon Crest, we have an initiative called ROAR. And if you go around and ask the students what ROAR stands for, they'll be able to tell you, because it is so embedded in every single thing that we do. Basically, when students are recognized for such magical behavior that aligns with our ROAR framework, respect, ownership, attitude, and responsibility. I'm not going to say it loud because they know what it is. But when they do those things, and when we see those things happen, we recognize that behavior because we want to celebrate all the wonderful things that students do, not only academically, but also in terms of how we treat one another, how we engage with each other, with adults, and with the building. And so we're super excited to be recognizing students for the magic they cultivate and create through ROAR behavior.
And also all the magical learning you guys are going to be doing this year as you get smarter and smarter and smarter, right? I'm going to shift to some of the students. Are you guys ready? Okay, so tell me your name.
I'm Savannah Collier.
Savannah Collier. And what grade are you in, Savannah?
I'm in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Oh my goodness. You're almost in middle school. That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who's your teacher?
I have two teachers. The first one is Maestra Garcia, and the second one is Dr. Egan.
Awesome. So you are in our Spanish dual immersion program.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this theme of inside out. How do you want to be your best self? Like, what is your goal for this year?
I have a lot of goals, but my biggest one is to make new friends and that it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah, it is okay to make mistakes, right? We all do. Sometimes we keep thinking that we have to be so perfect. We don't. We learn, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what your favorite subject is in school.
Either science or art. I love drawing, but science experiments are also pretty fun.
That's amazing. Okay. And what are you most looking forward to this year?
I'm excited to learn new things and catch up on math again because I'm so lost.
Sometimes math can be a little tricky, right? That's okay. Let's see if you remember. What does ROAR stand for?
It stands for respect, ownership, attitude, and responsibility.
Oh my goodness, you're amazing. Okay, so tell me how you demonstrate that you have a magical attitude here at Canyon Crest. Like, what are some things that you would do to have that great attitude?
Being kind to others. I love being nice to people because they're nice to me back.
It just makes the school a better place, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it really does. If we would all just treat each other better, life would be a lot easier, huh?
Yes.
For sure. Do you want to give a shout out to a favorite teacher or to a friend and say, like, you're awesome because you got the mic, so you can say whatever you want?
I love all of the teachers, honestly. They're so nice.
Oh my goodness. You're melting my heart right now. That's amazing. All right, Canyon Crest, you're making an impression. That's incredible. Okay, tell us your name.
My name is Caitlin Hill.
Caitlin Hill. And what grade are you in, Caitlin?
I'm also in sixth grade.
Goodness, you guys are so grown up. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you're most looking forward to this year.
I'm really looking forward to learning new things like in science and math and ELA.
That's great. It seems like lots of kids are liking science here at Canyon Crest, so that makes me pretty excited. What do you love most about science? What's happening here at Canyon Crest that's making science so great?
We have STEM fairs every year, and it makes it so that every classroom, the teacher can have an activity and you can do science.
And they're just pretty fun kinds of things that you're doing. What's been one of your favoritest things that you've done maybe in the past?
I really like Mr. Lindell does rockets, and it's really fun to see.
Makes the rockets. That's awesome. Okay, so tell us who your teachers are.
I have the same teachers as Savannah, Maestra Garcia, and Dr. Egan.
Okay. Tell us what roar is in Spanish.
Respecto, osadía, actitud, y responsabilidad.
Oh, that was very good. Okay, what's your favoriteest area to focus on out of those four?
I really like respect because I think it's really important to show respect to teachers when they're teaching you things.
Every teacher is going to love hearing this. You just made every teacher's day right there. They love that. What is one of the things that you just love about Canyon Crest? Because there's a special feeling here.
I really think it's magical that every year we have a new theme. Like last year, it was Mario Kart, and then we had like new bells and things. And I think that it's really magical to walk into that.
It is really magical, isn't it? And it's magical just when you know that there's a lot of people here that want you to be successful, right?
Yes.
It's so great. Okay, do you have a shout out to a favorite teacher or a friend or something? You just want to be like, hey, you're amazing.
I also think all the teachers here are amazing. They just teach so well and they give lots of details about things.
Awesome. Well, thank you. All right, we're going over here.
My name is Chloe Kemsath.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
Oh, you won't believe it, but I'm also in sixth.
Oh my gosh, are you all sixth graders? Oh my goodness, that's why you're so mature and cool, right? You know you're the coolest kids in the school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your teacher?
Also the same ones as Caitlin and Savannah.
So you're also in Spanish dual immersion. What has been the best part about being in dual immersion class?
That I get to talk to more people and, yeah.
I would love to be in a store and be able to just understand different languages, like, because I only speak English. Do you find that fun where you're like, oh my gosh, I could talk to that person, I could talk to that person? Do you ever find yourself doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you tell your parents what everybody's saying?
I mean, they also know Spanish.
Oh, your parents know Spanish. You're so lucky. That's incredible. Okay, so tell me what your favoriteest part is about Canyon Crest.
There's two recesses, and I haven't been here for long, so.
How long have you been a student at Canyon Crest?
Oh, this is my second year. Okay.
So you like that there's two recesses. What do you love to do at recess? What makes recess magical for you?
I don't know, Foursquare.
Okay, Foursquare's pretty great. What's your favorite subject?
Math, science, STEM.
See, we have got the math, science, STEM thing going on here. What do you love most about that?
We do lots of different activities for STEM Fridays, and math is also fun.
Cool. How are you going to be your best self this year? What is a goal that you have for yourself this year?
To get better at stuff.
And that's what we all want to do, right? We're here at school to get better at all things, right?
Yeah.
Hope you could. All right, that was awesome. Thank you. All right, last student. Here we go. Are you ready? Tell me your name.
I'm Theo Bradford.
Just tell me what you're most looking forward to this year at Canyon Crest.
Dr. Egan said that he'd make math fun, so I'm excited for that.
Good.
And also excited to keep learning Spanish.
Good. Why do you think learning Spanish is so helpful? Like, what are you most looking forward to as you're developing this skill in another language?
To be able to talk to other people. I mean, I've already been to Spain.
Well, it's kind of fun to learn a second language and just connect with the culture.
Yeah, you get to connect with people who have lots of different backgrounds and interests, right? So that's pretty great. How are you going to be your best self this year?
I'm just going to try hard and keep on learning.
Good. How would Dr. Egan make math fun for you? Because he said he was going to make it fun. So how do you define fun?
I mean, just like, it brings me joy and I like to do it.
That's awesome. Okay, out of roar, out of those four things, which one is the one you're the best at?
Maybe attitude or responsibility.
Okay. And tell us why those are your strengths.
I just like to be kind and help people and respect the teachers and to help them teach us.
Our teachers are going to love this. This is going to be the best ever. Tell us how your first day of school went. Was it magical?
Kind of. I mean, I'm kind of used to everything.
Okay. You've been here a while, so this is kind of routine for you. What did you like most about your first day?
Just getting to know the teachers and everyone in my class.
Okay. That's great. You're going to have a great year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? Okay. We're going to move on to our teachers now. Oh, I love this so much. Okay, so tell us your name, how long you've been at Canyon Crest, and what grade you teach.
Me llamo Pilar García Casanova. Este es mi segundo año en Canyon Crest y estoy en sexto grado con todos ellos.
So she is the teacher of these sixth graders that we have been talking to, and it is her second year here at Canyon Crest.
What is the best part about Canyon Crest?
Uf. Para mí, yo vengo de España, entonces es un poco lejos en Europa. Mi casa está muy lejos. Para mí, Canyon Crest es mi casa aquí.
Maestra Paula García is from Spain, and so it's really cool for her to come here, and she's created a home for herself here.
Oh, I love that. So Canyon Crest is like the second home to you. It's awesome. What is the best part about teaching in a dual language program?
Pienso que ambas partes, maestra y alumnos, aprenden. Yo aprendo de ellos, de su cultura, de su lengua, de su manera de entender la vida, y ellos aprenden de la mía.
She thinks it's cool because she has an opportunity to learn from the students, from their culture and their lives, and then they get to also learn from her culture and her life as well.
That's pretty incredible. Tell us about your first day. How was your first day? Was it as magical as I hope it was? And tell us what it was like to get to know your students and kind of what you went through yesterday. What was your day like?
Fue realmente mágico, porque el primer día en España es muy diferente del primer día aquí en América.
It's very different than it is in Spain, and so it's just like really cool to be here and to see the first day happening here and see the difference between Spain and America.
Porque en España no tenemos una alfombra roja. No esperamos todos los maestros fuera y wey, wey, vitoreando. Nunca. No tenemos un tema como Inside Out 2. Para mí eso es, el año pasado, el primer día del año pasado, fue como, wow. Y ayer, cuando me dijeron, ¿quieres estar fuera o quieres estar dentro de la escuela? Y, no, no, yo voy fuera, yo quiero ver la magia en primera persona.
She doesn't have a red carpet in Spain on the first day of school, so it was really cool to come to this, and we had that last year, and we have that this year, and to see the magic happening on the children's faces as they come in. She got asked if she wanted to go outside or be inside when the kids came, and she said, I'm going outside. I'm going to see the magic happen as they come in.
Tell me a little bit about how you're going to help students be their best selves this year, since that's your theme from Inside Out.
Yo quiero crear magia, creando una conexión estrecha, positiva, con los alumnos y con mis compañeros de trabajo. Para mí, si no hay una conexión personal, no hay aprendizaje. Entonces, si yo no conecto con ellos, no aprenden. Si yo no conecto con mis compañeros, no estoy bien, no es mi casa, no enseño bien.
It's important to create a positive connection with both coworkers and the children. And when we do that, we're able to create a magic that's just bigger than we ever imagined. And so it's important that we can create that all together here at the school.
How do you feel like your principal and assistant principal have helped to kind of create a magical environment here for you as teachers?
No porque esté él aquí delante. No quiero quedar bien, pero es que es la verdad. Pienso que tanto él como Christine este año o Diana el año pasado realmente hacen que Canyon Crest sea una familia. Yo siento que puedo decir lo que yo quiera, con respeto evidentemente, pero no parece mi director, parece uno más en la escuela. Es muy paciente y lo que me gusta de él es que siempre está ahí por nosotros, siempre, siempre.
Sean is always there for all of us, and we've created a family here, and there's respect. She said that we are able to say what we need to say, and we're heard, and we're able to go to him when we need to and create this relationship with all of us together.
How do you want to kind of take the magic that has happened these first 2 days and hopefully sustain that throughout the school year?
A mí me gustaría que las caras contentas y felices que yo vi ayer, que entraban corriendo y picando manos, pues que duren hasta el último día y que esto se vea reflejado en su aprendizaje, sus resultados, su actitud, el rol que hacen y que esta conexión, que ahora es así porque no nos conocemos mucho todavía, al final sea así de grande.
So we're going to keep creating those connections with the students, and she wants to see those smiles at the end of the year, every day till then, based on assignments and tests that we take and on the reward behavior that we have. We just want to see those smiles all the time.
And you're going to keep creating that magic as these guys want to learn. You just see that. They're so excited to just get better at everything. You're so lucky to have a classroom full of kids like that, right? That's amazing. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited for this first week of school. And thank you, everybody, for being a part of our podcast. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Please join me again next week for another all-new episode of What's Up with the Soup. See you next time.